Yeah, he says it, I believe it. Now, I've never heard that song. And it goes right in line with the message tonight. He said it, and I believe it. I like it. I like it. All right. Everybody all right tonight? All right. Well, we're going to help you tonight, if you'll let me. All right. And the reason I say that, sometimes we won't take the help as offered. Everybody understand that? Sometimes we just won't do it. And tonight we'll lay a foundation maybe for the next couple Sunday nights, and we want to give you all the help we can. I hope everybody understands that I love you. I love you more than you understand. I want more for you, I believe, than you want for yourself. And I want to see you excel in the Lord. I do. I want to see you in the front of the line. When it comes to rewards, I want you to be in the front of the line. That's what I hope for you. And I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. And but to do that, we're going to have to trust this book. It was just sung. He said it. I believe it. It's done. Well, can I tell you, that's true. Well, can I go ahead and say, he said it and it's done. I need to believe it so I can enjoy it. Okay, you know, but he said it. That's for sure. All right, everybody all right? Let's pray together. Father, I come, and again, you are so wonderful to me. And Lord, I pray just now that you cleanse me, remove anything in my heart and mind that might make me lose focus, and may we trust you and all that you say. And please give me power to deliver as you want me to do it. Speak to every heart, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's look at a couple things tonight. All right, of course, we know that's our theme, keeping our heart fixed in 2026. All right, genuine commitment, that's what we're looking at. Part three, I reckon it might be part four. I lose track, part three, part four. Nevertheless, that's what it is tonight. We're going to call it part three. All right. I've been preaching on commitment. You and me committing to God tonight. If we can, we're going to start on looking at, I want to show you, you and me, God committing himself to us. I want to show you and me, God committing himself. I know it should say you and I, but it's you and me. All right, you and me committing himself to us. All right. Now, committing ourselves to the Lord, I can't do no more than what I've done told you. Everybody understand that? If you're going to commit to the Lord, you're just going to have to decide to commit to the Lord. Right. And if you don't decide to do it, you're just going to be at a loss. You understand that. You're just going to be at a loss. But can I tell you, he's committed to us, right. Period. Right. He's committed to us whether we're committed to him or not. That's right. He's committed to us if the whole world turns against him. He's committed to us. Because yeah. He's faithful. Yeah. Because there's nobody like he is tonight in all that he does. And he's faithful to us. Every one of us, now listen to me. Every one of us, not some, but every one of us will go through bitter times in our life. All right? And we're not preaching on being bitter through bitter times, although that might be in the future, but... But we're going to face hard trials that we've never faced. And we need to know that God has committed to us. Not just read it, but to know that he's committed to us. Does everybody understand that? Are you with me so far? See, if not for God, we would never make it. Do you believe that tonight? If it was not for God, we couldn't make it. In everything. If it wasn't for him, we can't. We can't do it. Everybody understand? We can't live the life. We can't pray the prayers. We can't witness to the lost. We can't have enough faith. We can't do nothing without the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Without me, you can do nothing. We got to have the Lord. We got to. Now, we're going to look at some things tonight and lay a foundation if we can for the next couple Sunday nights, and we'll try to help you. Are we okay? Romans 11, 36 is where we'll start. For of him, and through him, and to him. This is speaking of Christ. For of him, and through him, and to him. Read these next three words with me. Are all things. Yeah. All right? Are we okay? I'm gonna read it until we get it in our mind and our heart. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. For of him and through him and to him are all things. For of him, do you believe that? And through him and to him are all things. Huh? I believe that. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Now we're going to have to start believing it's all about him and not us. Or we'll never have the joy in the Lord. Are you with me so far? When we get out of our humanistic, selfish self, and remember that this is about the Lord, and about us bringing Him glory, and we've got it made in the shade, if we know Christ is our Savior. We don't know how well we have it in Christ. We can't comprehend how well we have it. And all he asks is that we just give him glory for it. That's what he asks. He asks us to trust him in this life. Everybody in here goes through things. Everybody in here goes through stuff. We all have situations and circumstances. We all have that. We got health problems, we've got family problems, we've got children problems, we've got parent problems, we've got job problems, we've got money problems, we've got mental problems, we've got spiritual problems. Yeah. Man born a woman is a few day and full of trouble, the Bible says, and we know that for a fact. That's life. That's life. Some people have sickness, some don't. Some people have riches, some don't. Some people seem like nothing goes wrong. Yeah, them are the ones who just want to go up and just take her nose and twist it. Yeah. It just seems like nothing goes wrong in their life. They just hand over fist. I mean, they're the kind that finds, they don't find a penny, they find a $10 bill.
Yeah.
And now it says, man, I found a $10 bill. Well, look, here's $100. I mean, have you not met people like that? Just everything they touch, everything they do. Does that, sometimes that just irritates me. I don't know about y'all. You know, you struggle and try and fight and work and do everything. But see, everybody's not like that. Some people are sick from the day they're born. I think little Kim Ayers. Kim Ayers has struggled for almost 60 years. She ain't struggled some days. She has struggled every day of her life and is still struggling. And I don't understand that. But I do know this. That for of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Some people's never sick. Some people's always sick. Some people's got all the money they need and wasted. And some don't never have enough. Some people are super intelligent and the rest of us are mentally challenged. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is. It don't mean that God loves anybody more than the other. It don't mean that He's better more to one than the other. Does anybody believe that? Because it's for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Everybody loses loved ones. Everybody. And if time goes on, we're going to lose you. You're going to lose me. That's called life. Huh? I see people wish happy birthdays to people to be 170 years old. Well, I'm glad they're not here. What shape they be in if they's 170 years old? They'd be in rough shape, wouldn't they? You understand what I'm saying? But I don't want to live forever down here. Do you want to live forever here? In these bodies? Huh? Don, you want 2 more years to retire. 60 more. We're going to work 60 more. Granny's going to be here and you're going to have to work 60 more years. Huh? If she's going to be here, you're going to work. You understand that? You want to live 120 years old working every day of your life? Who wants to live for eternity here? I want to go be with Jesus. See, we go through heartaches. We go through. Now, I'm not belittling anything like that. I'm trying to get a foundation built. We okay? We don't understand life. We don't understand the in and outs and the whys and the reasons. We don't. But somewhere we're going to have to believe that it's for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Yeah. I don't understand why Phyllis Bucker in that wheelchair. Yeah, God does. I don't. I mean, that's not what I want. But I can't change that. But I do know this. That is for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. Now, I'm not belittling nobody's problems. Everybody understand? But we're all going through things. We're all going through things. But we're going to have to believe the Lord. All right? Everybody okay? I'm hung up, guys. Click me one. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie. How about that? That all right? God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. All right? Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Go right with the song, Judy Bell. Huh? Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him, and keepeth His commandments to 1,000 generations. He's faithful. Do you believe that tonight? Do you really believe that tonight? I'm asking you now. You need to. Joshua 23:14. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Do you believe that? I believe that tonight. I believe that. We still okay? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we believe not, well, that just makes it all wrong then. No. No. If we believe not, look what it says. Yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Huh? We're going to have to trust his word. We're going to have to trust his promises. We're going to have to believe the Lord tonight. Huh? God is faithful. Do you believe that? God's word is true and faithful. Do you believe that? But that'll never mean anything to us unless we believe his word. It ain't gonna believe, it ain't gonna matter, it ain't gonna matter at all. We say we believe it. But there are many times we doubt it. There's many times everybody in here doubts it. We believe it, and while it's coming out of our mouth, we believe it, we're doubting it. Because we'll say, well, it's probably not for me, it's probably for somebody else. You know? Are we still okay? We question it. We question God's word. When it applies to us in our situation, we question it. That can't be right. That can't be right. Look at the situation. That can't be right. I mean, you tell me. Have you ever thought that? Yes or no? Yeah. Sometimes we don't even like it. I've read some of the Word of God that I don't care for. Because I wasn't living very close and I read it and it just wore me plumb out. Huh? Yeah. You not ever get a little bit, go a little bit off the path and read the scripture to put you back on it, and you don't like what it shows you? You don't like what it exposes? Huh? It's one thing for somebody to come up to you and say you got something on your face, but it's another thing when you discover it yourself. When you went through all day and said, I've had this on my face all day. Is that not embarrassing? Huh? Are you following me? When I read the Word of God and realize that I've got something on me and it's exposed and here I am living and walking like that, I don't care for that at all. Huh? See, sometimes we doubt it and question it and don't like it because it's not like we think it should be. Can I tell you tonight that we need to come off our self-righteous high horse and thinking that God has to please me the way I want to be pleased. For I am not a spoiled brat, but I am a child of God, and everything is by Him. And through Him and for Him. Is it not? Are we okay? Now all this is just foundation preaching tonight. 2 Timothy 2:13, we'll read again. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. He came. But He's faithful tonight. He has promised never to leave us alone by ourselves or forsake us. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that? Yes. Talk to me tonight. Surely we can all. Now this is so foundational tonight. Surely we can all, everybody in the church, I'll be able to say amen to everything in here tonight. Amen. And we ought to. It'll help us if we'll say amen. Because you're amen in the Word of God. Amen. Are we okay? Yes. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetous and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Do you believe that tonight? That He has promised that He will not leave us nor forsake us. See, now that's an easy one to believe. Ain't it? Is that not an easy one to believe? If you'll believe the easy ones, you'll come near believing the hard ones. But if you can't believe the easy ones, the hard ones ain't going to make it. Are you listening to me tonight? The foundation of it all is He's promised. And we got to believe His word tonight. He's promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. He has promised to work all things together for good. And oh, it's getting tougher. That's a tougher one. Ain't it? But the Bible says, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. It didn't say my good. It says work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Everybody ain't saying yes, amen. But you need to. Why do you need to? Because it's true tonight. And it's not what you believe that makes it true. It's what God says that makes it true tonight. Are you hearing me? And we know this expresses confidence and certainty in God's word. And we know all things. This involves everything, positive or negative. The circumstances, the afflictions. And we know all things work together for good. That God uses all events to achieve a beneficial outcome for His people. And you say, well, I don't see it. Often it's for our spiritual growth and our conformity to Christ.
Yes.
It may not be no big thing that you see. It may not be bright lights. All that. God works in us to conform us to Him and to work the things that comes in our life for His glory tonight. And sometimes we miss it. We miss it because we're not believing His word. Are you still okay? And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. This promise applies to those in a relationship. If you got to be saved, the word of God means nothing to no one if you're not saved. I preached this morning and I mentioned about our constitution and everything. If a nation ain't Christian, then our constitution has no bearing on it. And God's word will not help you tonight if you're not saved. These promises ain't going to mean nothing to you. Is everybody listening to me? But these promises are true. And it's so foundational. Huh? And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Save people. The called according to His purpose. This refers to those chosen by God to fulfill His divine plan. Do you believe that God chooses you for certain things? Now I'm going to say something and that y'all are going to think I'm crazy and y'all may not believe it. I believe it. Now, y'all know I got cancer. Has God chosen me? Because I can handle it? Because greater is He that's in me? Has He given me this to fulfill His divine plan? Huh? Did He let something come your way because He knew what He could do in you to bring out the testimony of the grace of God? Is that why He chose you for this or that, for this situation or that circumstance? You say, well, I don't believe God works like that. Well, why? Because it upsets your plan?
Yeah, there you go.
Does God not love me? talk to me tonight?
Yes.
Please help me. Does God love me, yes or no?
Yes.
Does God want good for me or bad for me?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, I've got cancer. I've got cancer.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, if I'm going to look at it firstly, it's a horrible thing. But I can't look at it fleshly.
Right.
Am I a part of God's divine plan? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, what about you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Come on.
God chose little Kim Ayers, who loves the Lord with all her heart, to be sick like she is. And only little Kim can get up here and sing, He's able, God is able to what? Deliver me. Ain't nobody ever sung that song but her. And ain't nobody can sing it but her. As far as I'm concerned, ain't nobody can sing that song like little Kim Ayers. What I'm trying to get you to see tonight is not to get down in the mouth about the situations and circumstances in your life, but believe God's word tonight. Now, am I happy? I don't know what's going to go on with me. I'm not looking forward to radiation or other kind. I'm not looking forward to that. I ain't stupid. I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm not going to run from it and get upset with God and say, why? No. Why? Because I know all things work together for good to them that love God, the called according to His birth. I am in the plan of God. And if you're saved tonight, you're in the plan of God. And I need to believe the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm so glad Philip's here tonight. Hey, Philip, I got to meet a guy you worked with on the job when you wrecked yesterday. He was at the funeral yesterday, come up to me, and he was talking about you on the job. Huh? Does everywhere we go get to talk about it, Lindsay? Phone call, there's not a week went by in almost 11 years, and I ain't got to discuss to someone about Philip's wreck and the marvelous grace of God. There's not been a week. Now you tell me that hey, God ain't got a plan. It's not ours. It's not our plan. But the night they laid down on that altar, 3-4 weeks before he wrecked and committed their life to God to be used of however, that worked right into his divine plan. I'm just trying to get you to see tonight that the Word of God is not a fairy tale. It's not a bunch of foolishness, but it's real and it's true. And we got to grab a hold of the Word of God and believe the Word of God tonight. Huh? Listen, the circumstances has robbed our joy. The situations have robbed our joy. But God is faithful. Even when I don't believe, He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself tonight. Well, I just don't see how I can be happy. Because you're looking at the circumstance. You're looking at the situation. He abides faithful. He abides faithful tonight. But I'm going to have to believe this book. I'm going to have to believe this word. Listen, if I don't believe this word, I'll worry myself to death. If I don't believe this book, I'll fret myself to death. If I don't believe this book, I'll get bitter and bitterness will eat me apart. If I don't believe this book, then there'll be no joy. If I don't believe this book, I'll not be a witness for Christ. If I don't believe that book, I'll never be able to magnify His name. If I don't believe that book tonight, I'll never be able to praise His name, for I'll have nothing to praise Him for.
Amen.
I'm going to have to believe this book.
Right. Yeah.
And I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight. I'm hung up. He has promised that though He may not remove everything that hurts us, He will give us grace to go through it. What the book says. Huh? We okay? 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he is saying to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
I've got to believe this book. I've got to believe his word. I've got to believe all of it. Not just the parts that makes me feel good. I gotta believe the parts when my faith is weak and I can't. I still gotta believe it. When it don't, I can't see the good in it. I gotta believe it. When I don't understand it, I gotta believe. Listen, I don't understand the majority of it. But I gotta believe it tonight. Why? Because he's faithful. And he's real. And he's real in my heart tonight. Maybe the problem is he's not real in people's lives. But if he's real in your life tonight, we can trust his word. Huh? He has promised that the degree of affliction does not even measure close to the glory of the outcome. Did you know that? Huh? Do you believe that? I don't know. That ain't in there, preacher. Well, it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's start at verse 15. For all things. Let's just go ahead and read that together, that first phrase. For all things are for your sakes. Is that what it say or not? Now, if you don't believe that, why do you believe for God so loved the world? If you don't believe that, why do you believe that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved? You can't pick and choose. Can't pick and choose. I believe it tonight. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Listen, we're talking about the commitment from God to us. Huh? Listen, I quit preaching on our commitment to us to Him because we fail. Huh? But His commitment from Him to us don't fail. He can't fail. For all things are for your sakes. Why? That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Is that what it says? Huh? Back me up, guys. Back me up. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. No, let's read that again. For our light affliction. Now remember what we said, that the things that come upon us don't have near the glory, the outcome is. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding. You believe that?
Yeah.
An eternal weight of glory. While we look, now here's the key tonight. While we look not at the things which are seen, but to the things which are not seen. You just can't look at the picture here. Y'all look at the overall picture.
Right.
Huh? Are we okay?
Yeah.
For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. That's why it's in there tonight. That we can trust the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to be perfect and all that. Anyone I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to tell you, you need to trust the Word of God.
Yeah.
Trust His promises tonight. Are we still okay? He has promised to draw every person to the cross for an opportunity to be saved. He's promised that. How many's got lost loved ones? We all do. How many want to see him saved? God promises that he will draw them and give them ample opportunity to believe on him. Well, that's a pretty good promise, ain't it? Think about that. He promises he'll not let them go to hell until he draws them to the cross that he died on. You can rest assured, if you're here tonight lost, he's drawing you right now to be saved. And if you go to hell tonight, you'll go over top the cross, the Christ that died on the cross, the blood that run down the cross, and the Holy Spirit that draws you to the cross. You'll go over top of all that. It'll be hard for you to go to hell. You got to go to hell on a purpose. You can't go to hell by accident. You got to determine in your hard heart and hard mind to go to hell and go over top of all of that. Think about that. He puts all that fence around hell and people are still determined to go. John 12:32 saying, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And the next verse says, and he spoke that pertaining unto the death that he was going to die. The cross of Christ. Are we okay tonight? Think about that. Are you lost tonight? Are you unsaved tonight? Are you? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Then he's drawing you tonight to be saved. He's not drawing you to believe nothing else. He's not drawing you to believe any of these other promises. He's drawing you that you might believe that you're a sinner needing a Savior. And he's the Savior tonight. Okay? He has promised to come and get us one day and take us to be with him. Can I tell you, I've got to believe that tonight. I've got to believe that tonight. Man, if this is all there was, what a mess that would be if this is all there was. Well, can I go ahead and tell you this? If this was all there was, he's still the best one to follow. And being a Christian is still the best life to live. But man, the benefits of being a Christian is out of this world. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Promise. And receive you to myself. Promise. That where I am, there you may be also. Promise. I think I'll go ahead and take the promises of God tonight and believe the Word of God tonight. And it ain't just the one about heaven. I get to believe all them other ones too this evening. He's committed to us by his word. And it's not that he won't break his promise. He can't break his promise because he's holy and pure and perfect. And he cannot go back on his word or he'd not be God. Well, that's a pretty good promise. What do you think tonight? Genuine commitment. Oh, you're going to have to believe his book tonight. Believe his word. I got to believe. Because I want joy. Cheryl Ann, if it's all there is, I love you and I've enjoyed us being married all these years. But this ain't all there is. We ain't even had joy. You know that? Think about that. We'll take one step at a time. We'll trust this book. You know? That's what we'll do. And we'll praise Him. And we'll lift up both hands. Let's practice. Lift up your hands. Lift up your other hand. Lift up both hands. See, we're going to practice. We're going to praise Him. For He calls us by Him.
Amen.
For Him and through Him. We okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Tris. We don't know the outcome. But we got a promise that He'll draw and give every opportunity.
Oh, yes.
To be saved.
Yes.
We know that.
Amen.
Jane, we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, give it to him a long time.
Hey, it don't matter. You're looking to breathe better. You will one day, Sammy.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah.
Amen. See tonight, listen to me. I'm not making light of nobody's situation. I'm trying my best to encourage you.
Yeah.
And the only way I know to encourage you is through this book.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
And I've given you some of the promises. We're going to look at more next Sunday night and the next Sunday night and the next Sunday. We're going to look at and just look at some things. It's going to help you, but you got to take it.
Right.
But do you believe the Word of God?
Yes.
We don't understand all the in and outs, Vic. We go nuts trying to figure it out, wouldn't we? Huh? How many people you allowed you witness to, you and Pat, over the past year just through your treatments? 100?
Lost count. Yeah.
Easy 100?
Oh, yeah.
But had you not had to have cancer treatments, you wouldn't have seen none of them people.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, you would have never seen one of them, would you? No, none of them people you'd ever saw.
It's amazing.
Now, only heaven will show how many trusted Christ. Only heaven will show. Hey, Lindsay. Wonder how many hundreds that we've got the witness to. How many thousands? How many thousands, Phil, heard you sing "Jesus Never Fails" the first time when you got out of the hospital and they set you right here and you sung "Jesus Never Fails"? And I forgot how many thousand viewed you singing. I wonder how many thousand is going to be in glory because you wrecked. Huh? And you say, Mark, it ain't like it. Why ain't it? Why ain't it? Are we okay with this tonight? For these light afflictions. For a moment. For there's a far more weight of glory available. Listen, it's promised of God. And it ain't just sickness. For the SARS you've been through. You and Kim. How many people have you got to help? How many people have you got to help in our church? Just in this church building. Who lost a child. Donna, was Rick and Kim a help to you? They helped you because they understood, didn't they? See, if you never helped nobody, you helped her. Are y'all listening to me tonight? See, that word is precious. That word is true tonight. I believe this book. I believe every word. What is that song? I believe, Cheryl, you can sing it, that Brian Free song. I believe every word, every line. Huh? I believe every promise in the book is mine. Do you believe that tonight, yes or no?
I believe.
Yeah. Listen to me. I don't know what good it was for my daddy to die young. I don't know what good it was for my mommy to die old. That's as simple as God knows. I don't know why your mommy died at 52 and your daddy died at 72. I don't know why. He does.
Yeah, he did also.
I don't know. I don't know why some has been. Your Granny Garnet was a widow for 45 years. Just a young woman, two little kids. Huh? Why? Why? Don't know. But when she died, her testimony was teaching Sunday school for 40 years and reading her Bible, wearing her Bibles out and sticking them in the shelf and wearing them out and sticking them in the shelf and wearing them out and sticking them in the shelf. That was her testimony. Huh? Didn't know up from down and sitting and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Didn't know her name. But she knew Amazing Grace. I don't understand why. See, I don't understand why you're going through what you went through. I don't understand why it happened to you. I don't know why it happened to your people. I don't know why it's your load. I don't know why it's your misery. I don't know why. Nobody knows why down here. But I believe this book. And I believe he's committed to me. And I believe he'll be committed to me until I'm seated with him in glory. I believe he's faithful because this book says he's faithful. And I've seen him to be faithful, but when I don't believe, he abides faithful. And I'm going to ask you tonight. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. Just very simple. Let's find your place around this altar. And say, God, my faith gets weak, but I need you to help me believe your word more strong. Would you do that tonight? Would you do that tonight? Huh? I believe. God, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Maybe tonight you're just unsaved. You just need to come believe on the Lord Jesus. Trust him as your Savior tonight. Huh? Turn my mic off, Levi.
Been trying to preach
this simple. Everybody understand. Are you saved tonight? You're a saved man. You're a saved woman tonight. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Are you living right? Are you living like the way you ought to be living? Really? But to be honest, are you living like you ought to be living? Huh? If you ain't living like you ought to be, won't you get right with the Lord tonight and go ahead and trust His Word and let's go on with God. What are you allowed? Huh? Think it'd be all right? Genuine commitment is His commitments to me. His commitment, my commitments to Him. Oh, I'm so scatterbrained and full of flesh and faults and failures, and my commitments to Him, oh my goodness, I'm ashamed. But boy, His commitments to me, they're true. Let's stand together. There's many songs go through my mind. Many things that we could sing, and it seems like we always got to have a song. But we're not going to sing a song tonight. Put up on the screen, guys. Romans chapter 11, verse 36. 30. Is it 36? Yep. It's how we're going to dismiss tonight.
Yeah.
All right? If you got your Bible, we'll read out your Bible. That's fine. I'll read off the screen. Let's read it together, okay? Romans 11:36. For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Amen. We'll see you Wednesday.